Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to DGS on a Friday. I wanted to let that ride for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting it going. Oh, are we, do you play this rage because now the noisy one's back?
Yeah,
the noisy guy is back. Obviously, Dave is out at the start of a vacation. He'll be out next week. The rest of us will be here throughout the today, duh, because we're here already. Be here throughout next week. Today will basically be a normal Friday. Bernie's going to join us. We'll have Dave Murray. George Mahey's going to jump in and talk some food heading into the weekend. There's just a lot to do, man. We were just talking before. If you guys are watching the stream, you could probably see Rachel and I talking. What we were saying was, I don't even know what day it is.
It's a weird week.
Like, not just me. You don't know what day it is either. Andrew, do you know what day it is?
Friday.
It's Friday. Like, would you? Today I woke up and I looked at the clock and then I like, why did the alarm go off today? And then I was like, oh yeah, today's a normal day. What day is today? Oh, it's Friday. I was in a time warp for 3 days.
Yeah.
I saw nothing I saw baseball stuff. Like yesterday, I had it on in the radio. I had it on the radio in the car, so I was following the trade deadline stuff. I saw nothing else, nothing, not a bit of news. Didn't read a bit of news. Saw nothing on TikTok for 3 days. Was on Twitter, but only rarely, and really only looking for baseball stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And strangely, I did that for 3 days, and the world didn't end.
Yeah, it's funny how that happened.
It just didn't end.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, in fact, I'm not even aware that anything really changed. Well, I'm sure there was something that pissed a whole lot of people off. I'm sure there were things. I'm sure there were some terrible things. And I'm sure there were some great things. But I don't feel like I missed much.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's been a strange week. Like you said, it's hard to keep track of what day it is. It's like the dog. Like we had all this hot weather and now it's gone and it's confusing but good. And I don't know what to tell you. I'm just glad it's Friday.
I feel like I just got out of jail, I told Kevin earlier.
But you did, right? What'd you do?
Like, it's just so nice today.
Oh, yeah, with
versus
the weather.
Like,
yeah,
versus, like, the way that the weather has been. Like, walking outside and just not feeling immediately hit in the face.
Not sweating instantly. Not having your glasses immediately fog over. Yeah, that's nice. I went out, I got home last night, I finally pulled into the driveway. I don't know, it's like 9:45 or something like that when I finally got home last night. After leaving at 8:30 in the morning Eastern time. That's how long it took yesterday. Yesterday was stupid long, but part of it was my fault because I was stopping like every 2 to 3 hours. And I don't normally do that. I normally go longer stretches and I was taking longer stops than I normally do because I just didn't want to take the risk of like stiffening up because the day before was a lot. The day before was a 15-hour workout. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make sure I do this every couple. I'm going to eat every couple of hours and I'm going to walk around a little bit. And that's where I was doing some of my phone stuff and texting with friends and following the stuff the Cardinals were doing and the trade deadline stuff, where I got a lot of that information when I was taking my break. So it took longer than I thought it should.
What did you eat? I apologize if anyone listening thinks this is a boring question, but it's very interesting to
Rachel,
me.
I already like, asked
where
him.
Where did you stop?
I already asked him.
I I had a weird trip in that regard on both days because I ended up doing the same thing both days.
Okay.
Arby's for lunch, McDonald's for dinner.
Nice.
And it wasn't really planned. It was just like, okay, here's the time. And then I see the exit coming up and I'm like, all right, well, guess that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and there are a couple of them where like they were attached to the truck stop that I was going to stop at to get gas and go to the bathroom and get Gatorades and do all that stuff. I'm like, it's there. I'm not going to another place.
Yeah.
So part of it is just the luck of the draw in that regard.
I went to McDonald's this morning.
Yeah?
Just kind of on a whim. I don't usually stop like if I stop to get something for lunch before I come to work, I'll go to Schnucks or something. But today I'm like, you know what? There's a couple of minutes left on McDonald's breakfast. I'm going to put an order in on the app and swing by. Went through, did it, got my stuff. I ordered the steak and egg bagel. Which is super good, by the way.
Is it?
Yes. And they gave me an extra egg. So this thing was like huge. I took it out of the bag when I got to my desk. I was like, what?
That's
this
victory.
Is hefty. Yeah, it was. So it's been a pretty great day for me. Honestly.
Yeah, I had actually like obviously a wide array of experiences with those.
Yeah,
because
I bet.
one of the stops, let's see, the first one wasn't too far out down the road. It was in Illinois. It was on the way to North Carolina, but it wasn't that far down the road, maybe two hours down the road. And then the dinner stop on Tuesday was near Hazard County, Kentucky.
Hey.
Okay.
I did not see the Dukes of Hazard, and I was so mad.
They weren't at Arby's?
There was no General Lee running through the streets. There was no sign that said, like, Cooter's Garage or, like, Boss Hog lives here. It was nothing. Of course, I didn't really go into the downtown. Because
well,
I was just going by. I know.
Yeah, that's
I know.
Where Boss Hog would live.
I was not about
here.
To stop. I wanted to go see Roscoe P. Coltrane. I really wanted to do that. And then I'm like, no, I don't want to waste time because I need to get down south. Because Tuesday, I wasn't going to get into town down there until after midnight.
Yeah.
So I did not want to extend. So I missed out on my opportunity on Hazard County.
Rachel's Googling, what the hell is he talking about?
Well, it's the Dukes of Hazard.
I've never seen an episode of the Dukes
no!
of Hazard.
Oh, no. You should do a. No, don't do a marathon. It was terrible.
No, you don't. I was like, I got to jump in here. Maybe, do not watch that show.
Maybe pull up one on YouTube and watch half of it.
Pull up the trailer for the Sean William Scott.
Yeah, that, I was going to
no,
say
no,
that's
not
the only
that
thing
one.
I'm
no, the old TV show. I did not watch the movie. I never saw the movie.
Okay, that's
the movie
what I was
going to
ask.
Was
it? If you enjoyed the Jessica Simpson as Daisy Duke.
I didn't see it. So.
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville, Sean William Scott. It was fine. I watched it.
I mean, I like Stifler and I like Johnny Knoxville. The movie just did not appeal to me. Did not. And let's be honest, the show wasn't that good. It was only good because back then there wasn't anything else.
There was no other shows.
Like, this is the show with the car. It's cool.
Hey, I'm not going to lie, dude. I loved that show when I was a kid. I absolutely loved that show. They always got away from Roscoe. Always.
Isn't that funny? There's probably so many shows like everyone listening right now liked as a kid that if they were introduced to now with all the options we've had, we'd be like,
so
this
dumb.
Show sucks.
Yeah, I'm not watching this.
Why did I watch that? Well, because we had four channels.
Exactly.
That's
you why. Told you could get.
We had four channels, and that was the stuff that was on reruns after school. Like you had syndications. I grew up in the Eastern time zone, too. So you had everything started later. So you had this window there, and you even had like a syndicated window between the news and primetime.
Yeah, was that
which
the...
was typically like that's where Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune
okay.
were. Yeah, that's typically where those were. At least when I was growing up,
was that before your time?
What
Dukes of Hazzard?
No, I was a kid during the Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't remember if that was like 10 years before you. And
oh
you
no,
were
no,
like
no! That was like that was prime child Wheeler. Like, I mean, we were like, everybody wanted to have the General Lee car because it was cool. It was 1979. I was 8 when that show started, which means I was probably watching it in syndication when I was 10, 11, 12. Yeah. I don't remember watching it actually in primetime. Maybe we did, but I definitely remember watching it after school. And so I went through there. But anyway, I got derailed, didn't I?
Yeah, sorry. So I was like, what kind of
this is where
you
like the McDonald's stop near that vicinity. It was either in Northern Virginia or Kentucky, and there's not too far from Hazard County. I don't know. It's all a blur. But somewhere in there, I went to McDonald's, stopped to get gas, and I pulled out the app because the McDonald's was right next door. So I ordered the thing from the app and, you know, got my little deal or whatever. And then I go in there. And as I'm standing there, somebody brings the bag out with my number. They put that down, and they just call out the number and set it down. And it's missing two of the things.
Uh-oh.
I had ordered a shake. There's no shake.
Where the heck's my shake?
And when I opened the bag, there were no nuggets. And I had ordered nuggets as my side. And I'm like, so I'm standing there, and this guy walks past me like 3 or 4 times. And I'm like, okay. And then he finally stops. He's like, can I help you with something? I'm like, yeah. There's supposed to be a shake right there next to this this here order. And there's no nuggets in there, and I ordered the nuggets. And he's like, oh. And he ran over and he grabbed the nuggets. And then he comes back and he doesn't see anything else. I'm like, and the shake? He's like, oh, the shake machine's down.
Dude.
I'm like, all right, you could have just said the shake machine's down. And he's like, what do you want instead? Like, well, just give me a couple of them there apple pies and we'll take a couple of those. It was weird because the guy was almost like, why are you asking me questions?
Yeah,
it was very bizarre. And I'm like, because I'm at your restaurant and there's questions. the thing's not the way it's supposed to be.
I know. Society is just different now.
And it was a younger person, so yeah. maybe I got what I got was the Gen Z stare.
Maybe. Yeah. But it just doesn't seem like now. Like, it's just fine to, like, the social contract is just broken. It used to be like you went in somewhere and they said hi and they asked, like, what can I do for you or what's going on? And there was this, like, understanding of what was happening. And now it's just like everybody's kind of fending for themselves.
Yeah. I mean, like, you're manning the counter.
Yeah.
That's what you're manning the counter and you're bringing the orders up, and you already mostly don't have to deal with anybody's order. They will do it at most places. Like if you stand there at the counter, they'll wait probably 5 minutes to make sure you're not going to just go away because you can order at all the kiosks and most people are doing it on the app. I think the app is the easiest way because then I get my little discounts and I get points. I got points this weekend. I'll probably get a free McMuffin at some point here in the not too distant future. So I get that it's changed, but like, you know, when someone's standing there, they're not just standing there for their own health. And here's the crazy thing. It wasn't busy. Mm-hmm. My order was the only order on the screen that was up there. So it's not like it was chaos and there's stuff going on. Like it was like, yeah, I'm waiting for the things that are supposed to be in Marta there, buddy. And then he just stared at me like, bleh.
Why is this guy hanging out at my work? This is weird.
He was like almost like I was invading his space.
Yeah, you know, I try to have a lot of understanding for like, all right, I get it. You're working your fast food shift. It probably sucks. You're probably having a bad night. Like, I don't want to be doing it, so I get it. But also at the same time, I've worked in retail before.
Yeah.
And just speaking from experience, it's so much easier to just be engaged and be nice and get things done correctly the first time.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, that's the whole thing.
Rather than like running around and trying and like, okay, let me go get the nuggets. Sorry, forgot. Oh, the shake machine. It's like, dude, if you just communicated this all immediately, it's an easier, smoother experience for everyone, the employee included.
I might add that when there's a ticket on the bag stapled to it that lists the things that should be in there, maybe put them in there.
That's a good idea.
It wasn't the end of the world. It was more comical to me than anything. I wasn't like mad about it. I was just standing there going, this is bizarre. Like, why is this simple interaction weird?
Yeah, and it's weird everywhere nowadays. Like, it's just like, okay, I guess everyone's doing everything different now. Just something to get used to,
so
I suppose.
Last night I stopped at a place in this little intersection, and I can't remember where it was. It was maybe West Virginia, maybe Virginia. I don't know. It was somewhere out there. And I stopped, and this is the McDonald's trip yesterday, and it was attached to the gas station. And then across the street, there was a Wendy's. And this couple parks next to me, they get out and they just start talking to me, which is fine. I don't mind. I'm social. And I would guess they're probably late 60s, early 70s.
They're trying to pick you up, or what was happening?
Well, maybe at the end. No, they're just like, it's like, yeah, we tried the Wendy's and the dining room was locked. And then we went over to Taco Bell, which was across the street from the Wendy's, which was across the street from the gas station / McDonald's. And then we went to the Taco Bell and there's nobody there to take our order and just all these screens. And I didn't think I needed a PhD to order food. I'm like, well,
that hits.
Touch screens aren't that hard. You do need a PhD.
That totally hits.
And again, they were just being funny. They weren't being serious. Yeah. They were just being funny. But it was like just this random conversation out of nowhere. But it's something we're talking about. It's not hard. A touch screen is not hard. getting the orders right is not hard, but it's just gotten weird.
Yeah, it's everything's gotten weird, and I would have appreciated some sort of like memo that was distributed to everyone just saying like, hey, just so you know, it's going to be weird now. Then you can like prepare and be like, yeah. All right.
Yeah, okay, I know it's going to be, yeah, I would like to know going in that it's going to be like a weird experience, and you just don't know now.
Yeah.
It could be totally normal, or you could have to have a PhD to get on those dang screens and order your taco fries.
Yeah, and at the same time, see, this is where I think we have to reach like multi-generational understandings, right? Like, I think the Gen Z folks need to understand that when people say words to you, you're supposed to respond with words.
That is correct.
Like,
yes.
That would be helpful.
Yeah, they got to start teaching that in, like, schools.
I think.
These kids are not getting it.
Conversation class.
I think my fellow Gen Xers, we need to maybe be a little less mean.
For sure.
We're pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
I definitely fit my generation. For the boomers, maybe don't get mad at young people for not being able to do things when you can't work a touchscreen. maybe try. And you millennials, you guys just need your stuff together.
Figure it out.
Sounds like millennials are doing fine.
Alright, Friday on DGS. Dave is out, beginning of vacation. I'm back, I made it.
Wheels is back.
I had some doubts yesterday. I'm like, am I ever going to make it home?
Never.
Am I
ever? Home.
I think I was like, at one stop, I'm like, I just live here now. I'm just going to live in my car, as it feels like. But three of us are hanging out today. Bernie will join us in a little bit. George Mahey later on. Obviously, Dave Murray will join us and tell us about this wonderful weather that looks like it's going to last a little bit. On the last conversation on the, are we calling it the chat? Is that what it is? Are we calling it the chat?
Yeah.
The chat on the stream. The chat on the stream,
I like it.
Which you can, by the way, find if you just go to the Dave Glover Show Facebook page or the YouTube page. You go to either one of those and you can watch us in addition. I know it's super exciting during breaks to watch us do nothing. me get a drink.
Mm-hmm. I think people do like it because, I don't know, I feel bad sometimes we have the little, like, we're on a commercial break that'll throw up just to give us, like, a little break from being on camera. But I always feel bad doing that, too, because I'm like, now they're just listening to the commercial.
It's all right.
They probably want to see Dave sway back and forth or whatever.
Or we all leave, half of the time we leave the room anyway. It's
That's
just
true.
Staring at empty chairs.
And it's just me sitting here like,
But on the YouTube, Dave Hines is watching us, and he said, I went back and watched an episode of The Dukes of Hazzard. So it's a wonder that I can speak a complete sentence having watched that show as a kid.
What happens in an episode?
All right, so like, here's the basic thing.
Mischief.
So they're bootleggers, the Duke boys. They drive the
boot nannies,
the moonshine, right? And it's their uncle, right? Their uncle, and then their cousin Daisy.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the Daisy Duke
that's
shorts.
That's their cousin?
That's their cousin. They're not dating. That's their cousin.
Oh, you didn't realize that?
No, I thought she was like their hot girlfriend.
No.
She's their hot cousin.
I also thought they were cops.
Oh, no. They're the opposite.
Okay.
Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
They're anti-cops.
I think I'm going to get mixed up with Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, yes.
Starsky and Hutch are cops.
Yes. Definitely similar duo, though.
And like, Daisy Duke is not their cousin.
One blonde, one brunette guy. Yeah. I get why you'd make that thing there. But then you got Bo and Luke Duke, and then you got the sheriff, Roscoe P. Coltrane, who's just nuts and incompetent.
Also their cousin.
Boss, no, I don't think so.
They're all cousins.
But like one of their buddies is Cooter, and then there's...
Cousin Cooter.
Yeah, and then was he cousin?
I don't think so.
I don't know. He's one of their buddies. He drove the tow truck, I think.
Yeah.
And then you had Boss Hogg, who was like the... I don't know what his... He was the
he
boss
was like
of the
rich
town.
Guy.
Yeah, he's like the boss of the town.
Yeah, maybe. You know the like old-timey rich guys in like a white suit that own everything, you know, carpetbaggers from up north.
Yeah, so that every...
I hope that's not a bad thing to say.
Some episodes would have a fist fight here and there.
Sure, yeah.
But there was always a car chase.
Mm-hmm.
There were always sheriffs and Deputy Enos. Forgot about Enos. Don't want to forget about Enos. It was Enos the one that was going when they were driving.
I think it was both of them because Enos was. They were both super incompetent, but Enos was more so.
Either way,
they
would be chasing the Duke boys in their stupid like police cruisers,
mm-hmm.
and the Duke boys
like Crown Vic.
They had the General Lee.
Yeah.
So as Brian is saying on the chat, he said always a car chase And then Bo and Luke and the General Lee, and they always jump a creek or something. That's exactly it. They always get away by jumping over something in their
car.
Yeah,
they like hit a ramp, and then the cop car is like either not going fast enough or it's too scared.
Yeah.
And they slam the, you know, screech the wheels, screech the tires.
And
to
then
stop.
Anytime there was real trouble.
Go, yarn!
Yeah. And then every time, and they would turn and spin and like crash into a ditch or something. And then anytime there was actual trouble where like the Duke boys were caught. Then Daisy would come and get him out of it.
Mm-hmm.
She would sweet talk like, people.
And she was like responsible. She was like a little, her head was on her shoulders a little better.
Right.
And Bo and Luke, they were a couple of
nimrods. They were moonshiners. I mean, they were like, that's what their family did. They ran moonshine, if I remember right.
Brian M. says, then Daisy showed up with those Daisy Duke jeans shorts.
I mean,
shorts.
I know that's right. I mean, I know that's right.
It's so funny that that was like as provocative as it got.
Yeah.
In the 70s, like, now it's like, people wear that to work.
Now we've got like full nudity on CNN.
You're on C-SPAN. And you're like, what are those booty shorts doing on C-SPAN?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Right, I'm not gonna lie. For a second, I thought that was gonna be the theme from the Love Boat.
We're doing 70 shows all day long. I mean, DGS.
Not all day long, but for a couple more minutes. No more on the Duke Smasher. By the way, we got a message. D and SL says Dukes of Hazzard is supposed to be in Georgia, not Kentucky. Don't ruin my story.
Yeah. Who cares?
Come on, man. We're trying to do a
show. No, it's
here.
Fine.
Who cares?
I honestly just didn't remember that. And I was joking about the whole Hazard Kentucky thing. I didn't expect to see the General Lee and all that as being a smartass. So, again, not going to keep going on the 70s TV thing, but for just a second, It was the weirdest time for shows, right? We just described the Dukes of Hazzard. We don't need to go through that again. But and then 70s into the 80s, because I thought it was the Love Boat theme for a second. The Love Boat was like, think about that. It's like the wildest show. Like how can and then Fantasy Island was basically the same show without a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Like the two of them are like, we're going to bring all these celebrity guest stars in and they're all going to come to this isolated place. And then we're going to have all kinds of like relationship drama and people trying to hit on each other. And then it's going to end at the end of the episode and then we'll do it again on the next one. Of course, now that's just now reality TV.
Yeah, now we have Love Island.
Yeah.
Now it's Love Island, yeah.
We got MILF Manor.
It's just the natural extension of all of that. Yeah, good times. So I was thinking about this on the drive yesterday because it felt like, I felt like I was just never going to make it home. And I thought about that trip, right? So from here to Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, is somewhere between 700 and 800 miles. So something in that general vicinity. I don't remember exactly what it was. I was too warned to pay attention. But I thought about that. And like, so you had something, Rach, I saw on the rundown, something about Little House on the Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about this, Little House on the Prairie times.
Yes.
How long it would have taken to get from St. Louis to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And I looked it up with a little bit of help from a calculator and a little bit of help from, a couple of stories and a little AI help. It turns out that probably would have taken almost 3 months.
Whoa.
The Little House on the Prairie times, like in the horse and wagon times, before trains, before, automobiles, things like that. It would have taken pretty close to 3 months to make that trip. And you probably, pretty good chance you don't make it. There's a pretty high risk factor in making that trip. And now there and back in 3 days.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Without any real, like, obviously you could do there and back in the same day on an airplane. Like, it's amazing how fast you could do that. But think about, in 150 years, we've gone from something that took 3 months that now takes, in a plane, an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
In a car, it takes a day. And 1,000 years ago, it probably took exactly the same amount of time as it took 150 years ago. Like that leap in transportation that started about 150 years ago has been like just a tiny little speck of it. Like, I don't even know if this would be the right analogy, but you take all this time where humans existed. It's like it's like one tiny little percentage that we've lived. And not all, we didn't live, we all haven't been alive since 1850, just me, because I'm a vampire. that jump from that period of time to now has been so phenomenal compared to all of the millennia that came before.
I was thinking about this not that long ago. Like somebody in a rancher in Wyoming or whatever. How would you even, would you even know, who the president was?
Maybe not.
How would that news even, how did news even get to you, and how long did it take? It wasn't just like now where you're watching 24-hour news every night and you're on social media all day. It's just so weird to think about.
Well, so part of the reason I was thinking about this, too, is I'm rewatching the HBO series John Adams that's got Paul Giamatti as John Adams,
and
who's it? I don't know.
But it's good. It's good.
It's good.
He hasn't said his name yet.
If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, it's good. It's only like 7 episodes, but it basically covers John Adams' time at the foundation of our country, and he was a big part of being in the Constitutional Convention and all that stuff. But that was one of the big things that strikes me is how long it takes to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to go, he had to go to France to meet up with Benjamin Franklin as they were trying to get, the French to help out and help us fight them redcoats. It took months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, weeks across the ocean, but it took forever for any information to get back and forth. How could they even, what did you do? You just sit around? Waiting for information, because you can't, if you don't know what to do, you can't do anything.
Think about this, even just to take it down to a really small scale. Think about what you would do at night for entertainment. You don't have any electricity. You're sitting there by maybe a fireplace, candlelight.
Probably had oil lamps by then.
Well, maybe, but those oil lamps might not be bright enough for you to read or something. So you're just sitting there knitting or like whittling, and that's all there is to do.
Yeah.
It's like, tell me a story. Oh, I have told you this story every night for the past 15 years, but here goes again.
I'm out of stories.
And speaking of Little House on the Prairie, one of the toys they would play with, one of the dolls they would get, was a corn cob doll. Which was basically a cob of corn, and they just wrapped in a piece of fabric. They're like, this is your baby doll.
You're like, after dinner, here, put a dress on it.
Exactly. It's like, dude, I'm so glad I live now. I would have been so bored.
No, there is no other time in history that I'd actually want to exist. There are plenty of times I'd like to visit.
Yes.
Like, pop in, pop out, you know, even for an extended period of time, it'd be kind of cool. There's no other time I'd rather live.
Yeah.
None. No, I mean, not even 30 years ago. Although 30 years ago, as Dave and I like to talk about, 30 years ago was pretty chill when it comes to, like, politics, and it wasn't, like, nonstop, in your face. You had some technology, right? 30 years ago, you would have had air conditioning. You would have had cable TV. I don't think I would. I still don't think I would trade now for then, even with the more peaceful political atmosphere.
Yeah, I wouldn't, because as much time as I spend on this show complaining about the problems that the internet causes and social media causes, I don't want to live without those. That sounds dramatic. Like, I would still want to live. I wouldn't want my life to end, but I'm just saying, like, I really like living in a time where we have access to those things. The positive definitely outweighs the negative.
Yeah. I mean, like, the simplicity of, like, I'm driving through the mountains and I'm like, man, I wonder how high I am. And I go, I'm not going to say the word because it'll set off everybody's phones, but hey, lady on my phone, what's my elevation? What's the elevation of where I am right now? And it'll be, you are at 1,000 feet above sea level. I'm like, see, now I know that fast, like in 2 seconds.
And it's also pretty nice. Well, even just like we were talking the other day about, like, the most miserable road trip you've been on or something. And mine was just like, yeah, whenever I was in high school and we couldn't bring, like, a CD player or anything. But just think about how many forms of entertainment we have now. If you're taking, like, a 2-hour flight, you can download something off of Netflix to watch on your phone. Not only do you have entertainment at your fingertips, you have pretty much anything you want at your fingertips.
Yeah, see, I was not joking. When we talked about this the other day, because obviously I brought it up because this road trip was a lot. Mm-hmm. But even then, I've got satellite radio. I can stream on my phone there's some spots where you lose your signal, but I have I don't even know how many thousands of songs just sitting there on my phone.
Yeah.
You have all, but you can download podcasts, you can do all this stuff. And I think back to when I was a kid, my dad used to load up the station wagon with me and my brother and my mom. And the four of us would drive from Michigan to Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Whew.
And you literally had nothing to do. You could bring some books, but how many books are you actually going to bring?
Mm-hmm.
And you had, when we were kids, we had some of those little handheld electronic games. They were like little red dot football things, and if you know them, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You're like, just go up and down and forward, up and down and forward, and you try to miss the tackles and you try to score as many points as you can. Well, those batteries die really fast, and you ain't going to do that for more than an hour before you're done with doing that. And those were miserable trips.
Yeah.
Plus, man, my mom would play Barry Manilow.
Ew, I'm sorry, but no. I can't listen to more than one Barry Manilow song at a time.
I'm good. I'm fine, thanks.
It was so bad.
Pass.
Made it so happy when it was my dad's turn and he'd put on the Steve Miller Band. And even that I didn't like, but it was better. It was better than that. I was always trying to get him to play something more fun, but nope. Kids lose.
Dad, can you play Slipknot? Dad, play Slipknot.
Well, first of all, they didn't exist. I would have been happy at the time with some Aerosmith or something.
Okay.
Yeah. At the time, I'd have been happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
I knew we weren't getting any, like, Def Leppard. Like, what's a Def Leppard? I remember when I can't remember what year Pyromania came out, but I asked for that for Christmas, and it turns out my grandma bought it for me. And she wrote it down as Def, D-E-A-F, and Leopard like the animal.
Very adorable.
That's classic, Mom.
And she couldn't find it at the music store because it was spelled weird. And had to go ask for it. So she tells us this story after I'm opening it, and I've already got my little Walkman listening to it on Christmas morning. But thanks, Grandma. That was great. That's a good record, too. Nothing better than having your grandparents buy you 80s hair metal band records. They see the covers and they're like, oh, what's going on here? Why do they have so much hair?
Yeah. Kevin, we're concerned you're listening to devil music.
Oh, but you guys don't remember. Everything was the devil in the 70s and 80s. There was.
Were your parents like in, like, did they fall into that kind of trap?
Not
did they
really.
Think everything was, they were pretty cool with, like,
I mean, I think they were just,
they understood they're just dudes making music.
Well,
it's like, just the style.
By the time I was old enough to be listening to that stuff, it was,
you were old enough to hide it from them, sure.
Yeah, right. I mean, I knew how to get away. I knew how to put the Slayer records away. That was after that. But I don't remember my parents specifically being caught up in the whole satanic panic thing. But I mean, it was literally everything. Like AC/DC. Think about how harmless AC/DC is.
Yeah,
they're super harmless. Like, listen to their music.
They don't even cuss.
No, you're right. They don't. They don't have swear words. Everything can be played on the radio.
Very clean.
And everybody's like, oh, it stands for Antichrist Devil's Children.
That's awesome. I've never heard that
yes,
before.
It stands for Antichrist Devil Christ.
And they thought the same thing about Kiss, because Kiss, you know, oh, he's dressed like a demon. But like every song was just about
literally every song is like, I got my guitar and I'm playing my drums. And then that's like the hardest thing.
This is exactly what Satan wants.
Well, that's true. I'll tell you this.
This is a stronghold.
Many of their songs were about sexy stuff, and that would definitely be Satan's domain.
That's true.
Mm. You know, I'm sure that stuff didn't go over very well. But yeah, everything was that back then. I think there was like a made up story at a childcare place back then. And there's a movie about
I think I might know what you're talking about.
There was accusations that these people that ran like a daycare center were actually Satanists, and they were abusing the kids. And these kids were telling people these stories, but they were being asked very leading questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out the kids were just giving the adults the answers they thought they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, it turns out none of it happened.
That's
none
sad.
Of it happened, but like every answer the kids gave was as the result of a leading question.
Yeah, they would
was
ask
there
the kids,
a goat there? Was there an altar? And then these kids are just like playing along, like, yes, there was.
Yeah.
And these people got arrested and dragged through the mud and all that. It turns out like none of it was real.
Was there a goat there?
Well, you know, goat devil. There's always something to do with goats.
Kids like, yes, goat for sure.
By the way, how did goats get slandered? Why did they get dragged into that? They're just goofy little animals.
Have you seen The Witch?
Yes.
I'm just looking at Black Phillip on Google right now.
He's spooky.
The Witch.
I mean, he's definitely got to look like he would hurt you.
I was actually just...
He's probably a cute guy, though.
That was like a real goat. That thing was huge and scary. That's like a real goat.
He'd probably let you pet him.
He's just like out there.
There's actually it's so funny that you brought up The Witch. There's a viral video going around right now of like behind the scenes of The Witch with the director being mean to the child actors.
Oh,
and being
really?
Like, I really need you to lock in for this scene. Like, just being very and it's it makes you wonder like why it's been released now and why it's being circulated now.
Well, I don't think it's with the intent of making him look bad. It just kind of happens because, like, I don't think he has kids, so he doesn't really know how to, like, work with kids and deal with them.
Well, he was talking to them as if he was talking to an adult, which normally I'm cool with when, like, because I talk to most kids like they're adults, but he was doing it in a bad way, like, as far as, like, you're being paid to be on this movie. So
right.
It's like, well, he's a little boy. Like,
you can hear one of the actors in The Witch who plays the dad, Ralph Ineson, he kind of steps in and he's like, okay, let me handle this. I have like young children. I know how to get them to work with me on this. And it was about like eating the food, and the kid's like, "This food's gross. I don't want to eat it." And he's and Ralph, what's his name? Eggers is like, just, you know what? You're being paid to be here, so just like eat it and shut up, okay? And it'll be over soon. And then Ineson is like, "Listen, just play pretend it's good." And the kid's like, "Well, that makes sense."
I wonder how the Bee Gees escaped the satanic panic.
I'm not sure.
Fair question.
Something about them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Next Friday on DGS, Dave is out. Beginning of Davecation.
Lovecation.
Got a little Florida trip coming up. So he'll be out next week. Also, we'll take care of business for you. And keep things normal, man. Normal guests, normal days. Mm-hmm. Be a short day on Wednesday next week because of a Cardinals start time. That's, I think, a 3 o'clock game. So a 2 o'clock pregame. So that'll be short. But otherwise, it'll just be normal. Speaking of the Cardinals, Bernie's going to join us at 2:30 in his normal spot. We'll talk a bit more, probably a little less about the deadline yesterday, although probably a bit because we didn't get to do that with him here on the show yesterday. So a little bit on the trade deadline and then a little more focus on the next 2 months. What's the Cardinals bullpen shape up to look like? What are the priorities for the last 2 months? Obviously, the team and the players and the manager, they're going to play to win games. They want to win games. And I think we all watching would like them to win games too. But there are certain things that a lot of us are going to be looking for. Matt Pauly and I talked a bit about that stuff last night on Sports Open Line, and we'll get deeper into that with Bernie at 2:30 and then on the Redbird Rush Hour with all three of us. I mean, me and Bernie and Matt for an hour at from 5 to 6. So, a lot more Cardinal stuff coming your way.
You got to be so excited for that after not getting to do it all week.
Dude,
come on now.
You guys, like, I'm sure you guys get this way about something. But, like, when I don't get a chance to, like, just get the things out of my head that are in my head, I feel like I'm going nuts.
He just starts recording voice memos.
I mean, I literally talk to myself out loud in the car.
I get that way if I don't go to therapy, which is what I call the McDonald's drive thru.
Hey, Wheels, can I ask you a baseball question?
Sure.
I asked Nate Gatter about this yesterday, and then we talked to Ricky Horton about it a little bit. But I would love it if you just took a minute and kind of talked about the personal side of the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Just so many guys, their lives are up in the air, and then their wives and their families, their lives are up in the air when all this is going on. Just kind of speak to that, and you know what players have said to you about that topic.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit different for every guy, depending on, like, okay, if you're a single guy, it's a little bit different thing than if you're...
That's what Ricky was saying.
Right.
It's like harder on the wives than anyone else.
Absolutely, because what's going to happen... Now again, some of this depends, because I know that every family has its own kind of plan. So some families, say mom and the kids, whatever, how many kids, doesn't matter, one to whatever, mom and kids will live in the town where dad plays. And that means you'll be around dad when he's on when the team is there for homestands. It's kind of somewhat normal, but it's really not a normal schedule because they leave in the early afternoon and don't come back until after midnight because it's just a long day. But like lots, I don't know what percentage, but a lot do that. Some have their home base, which is their off-season home, and they just stay there.
Okay.
So that there's no, so like say, I'm not going to name any names just because these are not things that I've ever been said I was going to talk about publicly. But say, you know, your family is from St. Louis, but you play for the Texas Rangers. And instead of moving everybody down there, you like it here. Your kids are in school, family, whatever, you stay. And then in the off-season, dad comes home. And then during breaks in the season, dad comes home. And then during the season when kids are out of school, then you'll get like an Airbnb for a month and everybody comes down and hangs out for a month. So there are different arrangements that can cause less trouble because this example, you may not know you're going to be in the same place all year. So if you have that home base set up, it's a little bit different because, again, usually that's where your family's from or where you have parents or whatever, you know, a better support system because dad's not around much. I mean, even when you're in town, you're not around very much because there just isn't the chance to do that. So yeah, it's chaos, man. And when some of these people, you have a lease or you have a home, and then you move, and you've got to figure out who's going to take that on or who's going to move in there. Sometimes it'll be the player you're traded for, where they just kind of exchange places when they switch. But it's wild to hear some of the stories.
Do teams help with that? Like if you just bought a house in St. Louis and you get traded to, you know, the Diamondbacks or whatever, will either of those teams, like, will the Diamondbacks help you,
no,
like, sell your old place,
no,
and find your new?
No. I mean, your teammates will help you with a place to stay. So, like, let's say I got traded to Arizona. Somebody there would be like, when you first, so you got 2 months of the season left, like, hey, listen, you could stay at our house. We got, you know, 3 extra bedrooms or whatever. Or, hey, my buddy who just got traded, he's looking for somebody. Why don't you take his place for the couple of months and just, you know, pay him, and then, you know, that'll take care of that. So there's no official, like,
wow,
the
team
is going to help you.
Kind of surprising to me.
Well, I mean, these guys make a lot of money.
Yeah, but so do the teams.
No, I get it, but like that's just not part of the contract. Although some players have clauses where they actually get a bonus for being traded. So like Harrison Bader, he was traded yesterday to the Phillies. He had in his contract a $500,000 bonus if he gets traded.
I was going to say, you know, I've just been thinking about this week with the deadline, and it's so impressive the mental strength these athletes have to not only go out on the field and perform, and then they're dealing with that looming, like, yeah, my life could just completely change in the next hour. But, you know, when you get the $500,000 on top of it, it probably makes it a little easier.
It's not the same for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, but guys that make a lot of money, you know, put it this way, you want to make sure you have a no trade clause or you got a really big contract before you buy a house. Otherwise, you're probably better off renting just in case.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.